I was hoping you would take care of it.
So, I'm going to ask you this then.
Yeah. Oh, it goes okay. Yeah.
If God or the universe knows what's happening, should I put more energy into myself and the things that I can do to fix things? Why am I praying in the first place then?
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm not taking you as saying we shouldn't pray.
No. I think that, yeah, but it's almost, if my prayer is, let me give God a laundry list of all the things I know are wrong that I need to make sure God knows about. God already knows. That's what Jesus says. Don't be anxious all the time. So you can't fix that. I think there is something to the spiritual practice of, if I'm praying for somebody, somehow that has to be an emotional, psychological, spiritual act of me entrusting that person to God's care. And that's as far as, doesn't have to be words. I mean, you can say it however you want to, but, you know, when people tell me I'm lifting you up to God in prayer, well, then leave it.
Yeah.
Because God's already on that. By the time I'm lifting you up, I thought God was with you already. So where am I lifting you to? But yeah, I think we can relax a little and then ask ourselves, what do I do differently? We're back to the thing about where the control is. I can't control how sick you're going to be or not be. God doesn't need me to let God know about it.
When you're praying for, like, so again, we both agree that energy is a real thing.
Yeah.
Now, we might be in a very different place than other people, because we may hold a perspective that we probably, to some degree, yeah, believe that we can use and harness energy to manifest things in our life.
That I believe, yes.
Okay, so when praying for someone else or sending energy, a positive energy to someone, yeah, else, I see the purpose of praying there because you're actively sending energy,
right,
somewhere else. Yeah. But when it comes to, like,
I'm going to make something happen, like I'm going to talk God into doing something for me. Yeah, I won't say that can never happen, but it's not the norm. Again, we are still talking someone scientifically. The vast body of qualitative evidence says that's not the norm. Can it happen? I won't discount it. But the vast body of qualitative evidence tells us that usually isn't what happens. So if I'm going to pray, I can do one of two things. Well, as far as I could pray, Lord, please comfort Keelan as he suffers through his illness. Or I could stop by and see Keelan and rap with him a little bit. Take him something to eat. Or just so he's not sitting in the house by himself, which is also comforting.
Yeah.
Or I can just never go see Keelan and just say, hey, I'm praying for you, man.
Yeah.
Or I can, because I know sometimes I really strain at that because of what I think about who and what God is, that to me to just say I'm praying for you doesn't feel all that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if necessarily. Especially if you're going through something that I can't relate to necessarily. What am I praying? What am I praying?
That's why I hate when people say,
even know.
If they know you're going through something, they say, if you need something, call me. Well, fool, you know I'm just come to the house.
Right.
Yeah. Come pick up my kids.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
You know I'm going through something. Like, just do something. Yeah. Then. Like, don't sit and tell me.
Right.
That, you know, I mean, well, obviously people do that to make themselves feel better about because I've
usually
offered.
Usually the case, yeah.
But, again, be active. Like, and I think that's what life is about. Like, again, no matter what your religious faith is or how you think about consciousness at the end of the day, like I said, faith without works is dead. Yeah. I don't care what God you believe in or if you're an atheist or whatever it is, because this show is not necessarily about one specific religion, but just sort of consciousness and spirit, whatever consciousness spirituality is in general.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, nothing will happen in your life. You can pray to Buddha. You can pray to the devil. You can hop on one leg. You can eat a chicken bone. But if you don't study, it's not going to happen.
I'm chicken bone thing. You get down south, I might contest your opinion about that. But no, but you're right. You're right. You can do all these different ritualistic things. But if you are not taking the initiative, what you have the capacity to do, In the energy, the universal energy, divine energy that abides with you, then you're I won't say you're wasting your time, but you're missing your most significant option to impact what's happening.
The problem is though, we don't see ourselves as powerful beings though.
Yeah.
And I don't think that we're taught to be. We're taught that we're powerful beings. Again, I think that a lot of people come from a space and a place that whoever your religious leader is, he or she is chosen and they are closer to God. So they have more spiritual oomph, spiritual vibranium than you do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Which is entirely false.
We're taught that that's why we go to church, to come to these to come to these people so they can give us insight and wisdom, and so they can help. They're an intermediary, like they're a mediator between for God for us. So it's like we don't. But it, from again, here we go. But hold on. But here we go back to society.
Yeah.
I think you have to teach it that way because nobody would ever come back. Who would go back if I taught you?
But
if I taught, and this isn't a Christianity thing. If no. I taught you how powerful you were,
right,
and that you had a direct line to whatever the great I am or the universe is, would you ever come back here?
Well, here's the problem with that. No, but I have to understand. My goal is not supposed to be the preservation of my power structure. That's where every, well, I shouldn't say every. I want to say every. I'm going to say every. Y'all can argue. If you want to argue, email back. That's where every religious institution, every spiritual practice institution, any human structured practice of spirituality or religion goes south is when I begin to be concerned about preserving my institution. Because I've had one of my favorite professors, Patrick Claiborne, may never hear this, but very bright man, said, as a pastor, your goal at its purest is to work yourself out of a job.
Wow.
Because the idea is if I'm doing the task well that I mean to do to help you understand the way, you ought to get enough of that at some point where you go, maybe we're walking side by side. But you're not like feeling the need to stay under me or behind me. I always tell folks, I don't want followers. Pass me by. I'll try and keep up with you. But if you're cultivating followers, you're failing what the gospel's supposed to be. I would dare say you're failing what any religious institution set out to be initially. Because every religious institution at its core is supposed to be about returning to union with the fill in the blank.
Yeah.
The Father, Brahman, the whatever entity you're calling, whatever your religious institution fits it, it's the idea of getting back to that. And the idea that some touch on, that Jesus talked about explicitly, is getting back to that now.
Yeah.
Not living such a good life that at the end that's your reward, but yeah. Getting back to that in the moment you're in.
Yeah.
And once I get you there, I shouldn't be able to really tell you anything else directly. You shouldn't need me to. And so if you have a pastor or a guru of any kind, the only merit would be not that you are specially chosen or uniquely inclined, but hopefully it's that you are someone who thus far in life has tried to take seriously the search for the feel of how to do this. You're someone who's taken seriously whatever predecessor you're following, Jesus, Buddha, whoever, Muhammad, whoever it may be, and you are actually trying to practice that out to see if it works, to skip the why, yeah. And to just see, does this work? And then to say to folks, in so many words, this works. Try this. Try it. This is what it looks like. But we don't do a lot of that kind of preaching. We don't talk about this works. We don't talk about Jesus said to do this and it works. We do topical things about what we think morality is. Or wives submit to your husbands, or quit smoking, quit drinking, or you need to give more money, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So much of what comes across a pulpit has so little to do with inviting someone into the practical, the methodical way of doing the things Jesus says to do. Again, this is a Jesus that says, if you got too much money in the bank, your heart's in the wrong place, right off. Yeah. How much is that? He doesn't say. There's no doctrine for that.
Yeah.
That you can't get Jesus to tell you how much is the right amount to have. Because what Jesus wants you to do is get a feel in your own spirit for what is best and what is good and what is right for you to do with what you have in the moment. In the moment. Hmm. In the next moment, in the next moment, in the next moment. And then you look back and go, oh, that's what my life was. You can't pre-plan it all. The next best true thing.
Good stuff. SynergyKHJH@gmail.com for those that's listening, okay? Let us know what you think. SynergyKHJH@gmail.com. Peace and blessings.
Pray if you want. Do something.